Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God who's ahead of our life. We welcome you to come on in, take a seat. It is Man Up Monday. Your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. And today we have a guest, Bishop J.N. Williams. Our scripture for this morning is Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, come on in. And join us this morning. We are so honored. We're so honored to have you guys on this morning and share with us your first fruit, which is the Word of God. We thank you guys so very much, and we are so honored every time you guys come on and join us. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, God, just to give your name praise and honor. And because your name deserves praise and honor on today, God. So we come humbly submit ourselves to you this morning and just saying thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we realize that there is nothing that we can do on our own. Father, we fall short every time. But because your love and your mercy and your grace and your tender mercies and your kindness, oh God, God is continually with us. Why do we want to just say thank you, God? Because there is, if we had 2,000 tongues, God, we couldn't say thank you enough, Father, for what you've done and what you're doing in our life. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you touch them in a mighty way. God, give them, God, the encouragement that they need. God, give them the strength that they need. God, give them the empowerment that they need on this morning. God, meet them and guide them in every way. Father, as we go into prayer on this morning, God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices, God, that are dealing with issues in their bodies, God, and dealing with issues in their minds and dealing with issues in their hearts on this morning. Father, we pray that you would touch their minds, God, to silence the noise and pestilence, Lord God. God, we ask that you would touch their minds to stop the chaos, God. We ask you to touch their ears, God, to remove the noise and pestilence. Lord God, remove that thing from their heart, God, that is keeping them from feeling your presence. God, we pray, God, to let our tongue now be as the pen of the ready writer to write on the hearts of your people of everything that's necessary and vital for their good success. And when it's all said and done, God, we will give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. This morning, guys, we want to make sure that we acknowledge the countries that are listening in on this morning. We want to say thank you so very much for you guys tuning in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection across this country and across this world. We got the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana, Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. We thank you guys so very much again for listening in. And we realize that you guys listening in to us every morning is a threat upon your life. And we thank you. We thank you guys. And we're praying. We're constantly praying for our brothers and sisters overseas that are listening in, because you guys have to realize something, that the lives that they the lives that they are, it costs their lives for them to actually hear the gospel. I know that y'all get tired, probably get tired of hearing me say this, but I'm going to keep on saying it until we understand that our freedom here in America is a privilege, because the people that's overseas that are listening to the gospel right now being preached could very well, somebody could come into their house right now, and they could take their children and take them and drag them into the streets and kill them in front of the people and make an example out of these people because they listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we here on the U.S. soil to be able to preach this gospel and be able to listen to this gospel and to be able to share the love of Jesus, to share the love of who God is, to share who God is in our life on a day-to-day basis. It is an honor. It is a privilege. And it's something that I don't take lightly. I don't take this lightly. My wife don't take it lightly. My prayer is that I hope that you don't take this lightly. Because, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, In this time that we're in right now, I might as well go and start my soapbox moment. In this time that we're in right now, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain something to you. The gospel is the only thing that's keeping us together. The name of Jesus is at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We might as well go ahead on and just get into it right now and go ahead on. If we're gonna have a fallout, let's have a fallout about this right now. Because watch this here. We honestly have to get to the place right now when we preach this gospel. We preach this gospel wholeheartedly. We don't leave nothing out. We don't need, because the Bible says that he said now one word shall pass away. The Bible says one jot or one tittle. If you look at the Hebrew writing, if you look at the Greek and the Hebrew writing, that's what they use. They use jots and tittles, as they call them, to be able to write out the gospel. And if we sit back and we do not understand the fact that we have to preach this gospel fully and tell the world that, watch here, that Jesus is coming and that your soul will burn in hell. You will not see the kingdom of God. You will not see the kingdom of heaven if you don't live your life like you need to live your life. It is time for us to start preaching the gospel. Now, can I go a little bit deeper and dig a little bit deeper into this thing? If you yourself is preaching this gospel and you got some isms and some schisms and some things going on, I ain't talking about just the normal stuff that we deal with. I'm talking about on a day-to-day basis, you know, because we all suffer some things on this life. We all have some things that we deal with. We all have some personal places that we deal with. We all got some heartache and some pain and some disappointments that we deal with in life. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about if you preaching this gospel and you still got some you still got some women chasing down in your soul. You still got some alcoholism in your body. You still got, come on here, let's talk. You can still roll one up and smoke one. If you come on here, let's go ahead on and get real sanctified and saved up in the church today. If you can sit up here, you can still preach the gospel, and you got the musician pregnant. You got the one, somebody on the praise team pregnant, and then you sit up there, and you got a wife and a pool boy. Come on here, somebody. Let's just be real. It's time for us to get ourselves together. It's time for us to start preaching this gospel and living the life that we live. The Bible says it like this. He said that for us to give our whole heart to him. He ain't talking about half your heart. Let me put it like this here. He said you will say my name, but your heart is far from me. My question to you this morning is, where is your heart at with God? Are you truly preaching this gospel, or are you set up here playing church? It's time out for playing church. It's got too many people out here who are looking for a true answer to what they're going through. And if you're doing the same thing, come on here, let's talk. If you're doing the same thing that they're doing, if they can go to the church and feel like they done had a club experience at your church, your lights all dim low, you got a smoke machine, and you sit up there dancing, and you got all the boogaloo music going on, you got all the upbeat tempo, but you ain't got nothing, your praise team ain't singing nothing to move the hearts of the people, to move them to fall on their faces and to begin to worship. Todd Daly has a song. It's called Psalm 18. If you ain't listened to it, you need to go listen to it. Todd Daly has this song. This song, my God, when I listen to it, I just begin to weep. Songs that get you into the presence of God. See, we have gotten to the place to where we need songs, we need hymns, we need spiritual songs to break our hearts to the place to where we're falling on our face and talking to the Lord. Don't get me wrong. I love a good praise break. Don't get me wrong. I love a good praise break. Don't get. I will shout a church down. Hear me. I am a Baptist boy, born sanctified in the sanctified church. Listen to me. I will shout a hole in the wall of your church. Trust me. But there are some places that God desires to go in our hearts and in our minds that we have to open ourselves up to let God come in. We have gotten so captivated by this thing. We have allowed ourselves to be, watch this here, watch what we've allowed ourselves to do. We allowed ourselves to do, exactly. The words came, dresses came straight out of my wife's mouth. We have come off track. We have missed the complete mark of what our job is. The Bible says that we are designed, our job, listen to the words, our job is to go into the highways and hedges and compel men to come. How can we compel men to come? If my life, I'm going to use me because I don't want y'all to backslide and miss heaven. And my life look like I'm just like one of them. They don't see no God in me whatsoever. Not a lick of God, not an inch of God. Not even a cup of God in me. How is it that we can compel men when we look like them? I ain't talking about how Paul say that we become all things to all men that we may compel them to come. I ain't talking about that part. See, because this is what we don't get when we read that scripture. We miss the whole totality of the point. He say I become all things to all men that I might compel them to Christ. Watch this here. What he was exactly what he was saying is this. In other words, I will go to Skid Row to talk to him. I'll go to the crack house to talk to him. I'll go listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. I'll go and stand at the strip club and outside the strip club, not inside the strip club, on the parking lot, and compelling them not to go in there, telling them about Jesus Christ. Your job to stand there, to stand on the street corners and confess that Jesus is Lord. To stand in the parks, to sit up there and call on the name of the Lord while they're playing basketball. To get their attention. That's what he meant when he said, "I'll become all things that men may." In other words, I'll go where they are so I can show them. You can live a life without going into this house. Into this crack house. You can live this life without having to go. Come here and talk to me. Your life has to line up with what's going on now. I'm going to get into the meat of the matter and then we're going to leave it alone. Y'all know the story. It's a very familiar story. Very familiar story about the man that sent out the invitation to all his friends and told him to come and have a feast and sit down and eat with him. Y'all remember that? Told his buddies, hey man, I'm finna have a party. I want y'all to come. Enjoy the feast. Y'all ain't gotta bring nothing. Just come. Sent his servant out, and everybody had an excuse. Every one of his people had an excuse. Not one of them. Not one. Not one. Not one. Answer the call. And when the servants went back, gave it a report of the excuse. One of them said that I have a wife that I have to. I just got married. I got a wife. This is the time for you to show your wife your faith.
Come on here.
Show your wife that you really believe in Jesus, that you really believe in God. Got one man saying, I bought some land I need to go look at. How you going to buy land that you ain't never looked at before? I got a piece of property I bought. I got to go look at it. Everybody had an excuse. The master of the house was upset. He said, go into the highways and the hedges and tell them to come. And these people came freely. If I had a topic to get to y'all this morning, my topic would be, I'm giving away something free, but don't nobody want it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving away something free, but don't nobody want it. And that's this is what has come into this world. We're giving away something free, but don't nobody want to take it. You don't want. See, you would rather live the life. Oh Lord, help me! I'm going to get in trouble. You'd rather live the life of the whoremonger. You'd rather live the life of the one that's running in them streets. You'd rather live the life of somebody who watched the words that's coming out of my mouth. You'd rather live the life of someone who has no repercussions to what they do. No repercussions to what they do. No repercussions whatsoever to what you do. You would rather live that type of life. You'd rather be in that place. You'd rather be in those predicaments in your life than to answer to anybody. And that's sad. That's sad. Not wanting to answer, number one, to God. Because at the end of the day, whoever else you have to answer to has to answer to God, too. I just want to throw that out there for you. But you have to live this life as if it's your this is your last moments of life. Preach this gospel. Witness. Share your beliefs. Share the love of who God is in your life. And rather people want to accept it. Listen to my words, babies. Rather they want to accept what God is giving to them to accept or not is on them. It's on them. Come here, let's talk. Let's be real and be sanctified all at the same time. There is no condemnation unto man. There is no condemnation. We can't condemn nobody. I'm going to tell you why you can't condemn nobody. Just look at your resume. Look at what God had to deliver you from. Look at what God had to set you free from. We ain't got no condemnation in our life. We ain't got no room. Not a room. Not a damn room. Not a damn room. For none of that, for him to show up. But guess what? He loves us enough to show up. Honestly. We on our fifth second chance right now. In the words of Cat Williams. We have to live our life to where every day we thank God for the ability to worship and praise him and honor him and give his name praise. Because to be honest with you, people of God, let me be honest with you, saints of God. We have messed this gospel up so bad. We have preached the wrong gospel. Get back in line with God, because God, a lot of the stuff that people are preaching, it's not even lining up with the word no more. It don't even sound biblical. It's got a biblical principle to it. No, they need to be biblical. I get the fact that you want to do the biblical principle, because there's some people who are not willing or who is not able to receive the totality of Christ within the totality because they don't understand the word. I get that part. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But let me help you. If you don't quote a scripture or two and throw some word up in there, you're negating your job. You're negating your job. Amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let it know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
I do it. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're your host, Dick Calls, is Pastor Dion Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. Today is Man Up Monday. Our guest is Bishop J.N. Williams. Pastor Douglas, that might be my cousin. No, that's my maiden name.
Yeah, I might be. Y'all might be kin some kind of way. He up in Beaumont.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You in Beaumont, ain't you, Bishop?
No,
Mr. Williams, you
there? Yeah, we're
are you in Beaumont,
in Baytown,
or you in Beaumont or Baytown?
We're in Baytown. We're in Baytown. We're going that way though.
Yeah, y'all might be family. You know, my wife,
family.
My wife, you might be family.
You know, my people
well,
are from Louisiana.
Family.
So.
Yeah,
it's
all family, but blood
my we have to see that. We'll find out.
He said, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to present this nominee and introduce none other than Bishop J.N. Williams. He is here to inspire and encourage. I'm going to let the man of God loose, y'all. I'm just letting you know now. Buckle your seatbelts. Get you some paper and pen. The ride y'all going to be on, please keep your hands inside the vehicle at all times, because we don't want to lose you on this ride. So, Bishop, please, go ahead on and just bless the people.
God bless you, Pastor Douglas and Lady Douglas. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to come on the air this morning. Happy Monday to everyone who's listening online. Grace and peace be to all of you. I thank God for this opportunity. I know it's Monday. Y'all churched something yesterday, so I'm not going to hold you long today. But if you have your Bibles or your Bible apps, go with me this morning to Psalm 1, and we're going to hang out there for a moment. Psalm number 1, there was something that I used to hear that says, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Your eyes, your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Rumble, young man, rumble. Y'all remember that? That was the battle cry of late, great Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was called by all people, by most people, arguably the greatest boxer that ever lived, past or present. He called himself pretty. He called himself a bad man. I like that. I'm a bad man. What made Muhammad Ali so bad? Was it his charisma? Was it his boxing skills? Even though he championed for social justice, even though he won the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship, even though he stood up for civil rights, he was considered a bad man. Well, before there was Muhammad Ali, there was David. David is our writer of Psalm 1. As a matter of fact, David was penned in the Bible as a man after God's own heart. David was a worshiper. David was a warrior. David was one who sought the presence of the Lord, even when he messed up. David even went to a mode of repentance and said, create within me a clean heart, O God. Renew within me the right spirit. And so, my brothers and sisters, those of you who are listening today, I want to ask a question. What made David like Muhammad Ali? What made David such a bad man? When I use the word bad, I'm not using it in the connotation where he's so off the wall or where he's negative. But David is one of the greatest characters in the Bible. He wrote majority of the Psalms. He is the greatest king Israel ever had, past and present. Although Solomon was the wisest, David was the most noted and the most greatest. And you and I, people of God, can be like David. No, we don't have to slay a Goliath giant. No, we don't have to have a Abigail, or we don't have to write a whole bunch of Psalms. But we too can be great in the Lord. You and I can be, as Muhammad Ali would say, a bad man or a bad woman of God. So what would make us great? What would make us bad in the eyesight of the Lord? David puts it here in Psalm 1. So let's dive into that for a moment, and hopefully you can take some notes and get some helpful hints for holy habitation. What makes us bad as people of God, number one, is our company is not wicked. Our company is not wicked. Go to Psalm 1, verse number 1, because he says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That means that you can't behave as a child of God like the rest of the world does. You know, it's sad, Pastor Douglas, that we have people who claim to be of the righteous, but they live of the ratchet. I mean, yeah, we're from the hood. Yeah, we may have some ghetto tendencies, but there's a difference between being ghetto and godly. Paul said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So David goes on to say, not only does he not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but he doesn't stand in the way of sinners. That word stand literally means he doesn't abide, he doesn't dwell. Now, it doesn't mean that we're better than sinners. It just means that we choose not to act like they act. As a matter of fact, we don't act like them anymore because we used to be them. Let me put it like this. One of my favorite movies, Lady Douglas, was Coming to America. Those of you who ever watched Coming to America, if you remember the end of the movie when Hakeem went to Queens to get his girl, and at the end of the wedding, she's at the altar with him, and they're hugging and kissing each other. If you remember the movie, when they're on their way to the honeymoon after the wedding, while they're riding in the chariot, he looks at her, and she looks at him, and she says to him, "You would have gave up all of this for me?" And he said, "If you want to, we can do it right now." She looks around and says, "Nah." There's some Holy Ghost in that word, "nah." What she said was, "I looked around at where I am, and then I thought about where I came from, and there's no way I'm going back to where I got brought from." As a child of God, you can't go back to where God delivered you from. You can't go back to the things that God brought you out of and pulled you out of. So when you see people who decide to act a certain way as a child of God, you got to say, "I can't be," and here's the buzzword for today, "I can't be entangled in that bondage again." Let me move forward. He says he does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not stand in the way of sinners, nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful. That means he doesn't sit around talking about how bad people are. You know, it amazes me how Christians can be so condemning and so mocking, how we can be so judgmental about people who don't look like us or dress like us or talk like us. But you got to remember, some of us, although you grew up in church, you ain't always had the Holy Ghost. Although you've been raised and righteous, and you and Jesus are first cousins, baby, that was a time where he would ask the question, "Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are you?" And so the question, the challenge on the table is, we've got to learn to take our mouths off of people. Just because you live in the suburbs now, praise the Lord. Just because you rolling in your ride and your whip, praise God. Just because you got your nice little salary, praise God. But you got to remember, all God has to do is send one pandemic. Y'all ain't talking to me. All God has to do is send one hurricane. All God has to do is send one virus, and he'll put all of us on the same playing field. Let me share with you this. It's amazing how churches now are all on the same playing field. Ain't no mega church. Ain't no small church. Everybody on Facebook. Everybody's on YouTube. Because God has a way of leveling us off where we can all say, if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Let me move on. So his company is not wicked. But number two, his concentration is the word. If you still got your Bibles, go down to verse number two of Psalm 1. He says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Do you see that? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Child of God, if you're going to be awesome and great in the Lord, your concentration has to be in the word. That word delight, it literally suggests that you pleasure in the word, that you desire the word. As the deer panteth for the water, so shall our soul long after him. So we delight in the direction from the Lord. We got to take pleasure in where God tells us to go. Now, here's what you got to understand, people of God who are listening. Sometimes God's direction is not the direction we choose to go. For those of you who live in Houston, you think if you go around the Beltway and exit a certain exit, you got a straight shot. Man, God will take you around Beltway, get off on Beltway, put you on 610, get you off on 610, put you on 45, exit at the 45 and 59 crosshairs, only just to get to a place you could have made it in 2 minutes. You want to know why? Because what you see is a straight shot. But what God sees is the potholes and the detours, and there's some things, some unconstructed roads that are in your path that you can't see. And so whenever God guides you, You have to say, Lord, I don't understand it, but not my will. Your will be done. But you not only delight in the direction, but you declare the direction. The word says, look at this. The Bible says in verse number 2, in his law doth he meditate. Now, that word meditate, y'all, it doesn't mean the home, yo. That's not what it means. What that word meditate literally means is that you utter the word. Or you speak the word. Now here's what the devil messes us up. It's because we get so much word in us. We're taught the word. We're preached the word. We're prophesied the word. But the question is, when was the last time you rehearsed what was told to you? God wants you to replay back to him what he said to you. Now, in your prayers, if you want to know what makes your prayers so strong, what makes your prayers so mighty, is not what you say. It's what the word says. That's why the power behind your prayer is you got to pray the word. If you're sick, you got to pray that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. You got to pray the word. You got to say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. You got to rehearse the word. You got to rehearse that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You got to rehearse the word, people of God. You got to rehearse that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, he shall condemn. You got to rehearse the word. Rehearse what God said to you. I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and an expected hope. Everything you say has to be word, because the one thing that God is going to honor, God is going to honor his word. So not only do you delight in the direction, not only do you declare the direction, but you got to demonstrate the direction. You got to live what you say. Live that word out. There's a phrase in the world that says walk it out. You got to walk out that word. Whatever God spoke to you, walk it out. If God said you're healed, walk it out. If God said you're delivered and set free, walk it out. Sometimes you may have to crawl it out before you walk it out, but you got to demonstrate in your life as a child of God that you are trusting God enough to put into practice what he said. What did James tell us the other day? James says you can't just be a hearer of the word. You got to be a doer of the word. And that's what the enemy, he prides himself on, people of God. We shout off of what we hear. But what makes us more powerful, people of God, is when you start demonstrating what God told you. Start demonstrating the fact that you're blessed. Start demonstrating the fact that you are the head and not the tail. Start demonstrating that your family is delivered. Start demonstrating that your marriage is strong. Whatever God spoke to you, child of God, you put that into practice. And then finally, I'm out the door. Thank you, Pastor Douglas, for letting me come. Let's do this again sometime. But let me give you one more thing, and I'm out the door. Not only is a bad man's company not wicked, and not only is his concentration the word, but thirdly, and I'm out the door, his consequences are worthwhile. Do you see it? It's in verse number 3. He says, he shall be like a tree. And I got to stop right there, because see, when you start demonstrating the word, there are some effects. There are 5 different effects to your concentration. Write them down. I want you to remember these and take them with you. The first thing that happened is in Psalm 1, verse 3. He says, he shall be like a tree planted. Stop right there. That word planted means stability. Hold up. Don't shout too soon, because we're getting ready to go somewhere. Stability means that it doesn't matter what's going on around you. If you are stable and strong in the word, God will cause you not to be moved by the things that happens around you. And may I speak to somebody who's listening to me on this Man Up Monday, that God has given you stability. No, he has not given you a new hairdo. No, he's not giving you a new car. He's not giving you a new boo or a new baby. God has given you stability, that no matter where the wind blows, no matter what storms come, you shall not be moved. You may bend, but you're not going to break, because God has given you stability. But then watch this. He says he shall be like a tree That's stability. Planted by streams of water. Streams of water, that's supply. That means when God puts you in a stable place, he's going to provide everything you need. Watch this. When a tree wants to be nourished, especially by a river, the nutrients is not just in the soil, but the nutrients, ladies and gentlemen, is also in the water. And so when you're planted by the rivers of living water, God says the nutrients that you need will come from me, that whatever you need, all I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So child of God, pick your head up. You may have been furloughed in this pandemic. You may have been sick in this pandemic. You may have been unemployed in this pandemic. But I speak over your life that as you concentrate on God, God will make sure that your belly will not go empty, and that your pantry will not go lacking, and that your finances will continue to manifest, because if there's anybody he's going to take care of, he's going to take care of his children. Hallelujah. I got to move on. But not only does he talk about stability and supply, but let's keep going. He says, he shall be like a tree planted. That's stability. By the rivers of waters. That's supply. That brings forth its fruit in season. That's sharing. Now, check this out. God doesn't just bless you just to be a blessing to yourself, but God blesses you so that you can bless somebody else. The worst thing in the world, one of the worst things in the world, is to be a greedy, gluttonous child of God. Sometimes God gives you extra in the effort to extend the extra. God gives you surplus sometimes for the purpose of sharing. And then sometimes we wonder why God gives us a little bit more, and yet it doesn't feel right when we want to spend it. It's because it's not yours to spend. If God planted a seed in you, God has blessed you, child of God, to be a blessing to somebody else. Remember this. God sends blessings to who he can send blessings through. And if it looks like God is not blessing you, the question on the table is, when was the last time you blessed somebody else? Baby, let me talk to you. Sister, if you're listening to me, you got some shoes in your closet. You got some clothes in your closet you ain't worn in many months. You trying your best to go lose weight and walk and get back into that dress. Girl, go get that dress to somebody else that needs it. Get them shoes to somebody else that needs it. Why are you saying that to me, Bishop? I'm going to tell you why. Because God cannot fill what's not empty. Oh, don't let that sink in. Let me give you that Jeopardy music. Let that sink in for a moment. God cannot fill what's not empty. And if you don't empty certain things in your life in order to share it with somebody, then God can never fill you up again. And so I share with you today, be a blessing to somebody else the same way God's been a blessing to you. When was the last time you blessed somebody, watch this, with the intent of not being blessed back? I'm going to leave that alone. But let me keep going. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, which bring forth his fruit in season. That's sharing. Check this out. His leaves do not wither. You want to know what that is? That's splendor. Splendor. What do you mean, Bishop? That means that even though it may not be time for your fruit to produce, your leaves will still cause you to look like it's fruit season. In other words, God ain't going to have you going out there half-cocked. He's not going to have you going out there half-dressed. You're going to look like $1 million if you only got 10 cents in your pocket. Watch this, because God is under the conception of Vidal Sassoon. If you ever remember, there's a shampoo company called Vidal Sassoon. Vidal Sassoon used to say this, if you don't look good, we don't look good. And so God says, even in your sickness, even in your misery, even in your storm, I'm going to dress you like you just got tailored from a tailor shop. I'm going to fix your hair where it looks like You got the best of hairdressers, because when you go out, you're going to represent me, and this is going to tell the devil, take your best shot at me. I'm going to still come out looking like pure gold. I got one more thing to say, and I'm out the door. Try not to throw your phone. Try not to run around your house when I say this. Try not to wake up your neighbors when I tell you what I'm getting ready to tell you. Here's the last thing. The last consequence of you being concentrated and having good company. Here it is. Let me go. I promise I'm out the door, Pastor. I'm trying to be good. I did yesterday. He said he's like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, which brings forth his fruit in this season, and his leaf shall not wither. Here it is. Whatever he does shall prosper. You want to know what that is? That's success. Oh, child of God, please, please, please behave yourself now. Calm down. Calm down. That means, check this out, no matter what season of my life I'm in, God says that whatever I do shall prosper. That means even position, the business proposition falls through, I'm still successful. Even if my marriage goes to divorce court, I'm still successful. Even if I don't go back to school, I'm still successful. Even if my bank account don't look the way it wants, it's supposed to look, I'm still successful. Even if my children don't go back to school, I'm still successful. If I'm laid up in a bed suffering with COVID-19, I'm still successful, because my success is not based on me. My success is based on who I'm connected to. And who are you connected to? You're connected to the one that gives you living water. You're connected to the one that gives you the splendor. You're connected to the one that woke you up this morning and started you on your way. So my brothers and sisters, I don't care what they say about you. You're awesome in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed in the Lord. You're highly favored. Your enemy can't stand you, because he knows no matter what he throws at you, you'll come out of this smelling like the roses. I pray for you people of God that as of this Monday, July the 20th, moving forward, you shall be a great person in the Lord Jesus Christ. You keep your company blessed company. You keep your concentration on the word, and your consequences will be worthwhile. And watch everything you do. God will seal it with his hand of favor. God bless you, and God keep you, is our prayer.
Okay. All right. I told y'all, put your hands inside the vehicle. So if anybody lost a limb while he was preaching, not my fault. Not my fault. Listen, man, I'm just too through. It's amazing. No matter how many times you preach, you know, you yourself have preached that message. I preach this message. This has had Psalms 1 just so happened to be my favorite scripture. That just happened to be my favorite. That's just me. I preach that. I didn't preach that so many different times. But what you preach today, I'm looking at him like, how in God's name did he pull all of that out of, and I didn't preach that message upside down, sideways, 20, 30 different ways. I'm like, and I still got something out of this. I'm like, good God from Zion. This man, and the thing about it, you just wrung it. I'm like, man, look, we over here slapping the desk and hollering and screaming, and we trying to compose ourselves, but we couldn't keep ourselves together. I don't care how you look at it. Man, I was so blessed. We are so blessed. We were so blessed. I mean, one of the things that really stood out with that message for me is when you were preaching the whole time, I heard this, all I heard, God has an ulterior motive behind
my God.
God's plan, it has an ulterior motive. No matter what you're going through in your life, God's always got an ulterior motive. He will allow mm-hmm. you to go through the storms of this life. You can see all the hell that you're going to see. You're going to see all the breaking points you're going to see. Like you said, this pandemic has opened so many home-based businesses. Mm. But it just shows you what you are in God. Mm. It just shows you who you are in God, what you're standing in God, no matter how bad the situation, the circumstance may look, God always has a plan set up for our life. No matter what it is, he has that ulterior motive. Go through the storm. Let that storm, you can ride that storm out and know that all the principles that you just gave us shall and will apply to our life. Man, thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We will have you on again. We're going to have you on again, Doc. I promise you we're going to set up something, and we're going to have you on again. It is a privilege, man, as always, man, to share. Bishop and I are really friends. Y'all, we friends.
Yeah,
this is my brother for real. Y'all, see, and I tell people all the time, I say, we don't connect, and I always call brothers, people, brother. Just haphazardly, you know. But I thank God for that opportunity to share with Bishop on today, and for him to come on and share. Before we go, Bishop, let us pray for you. Father, we thank you for this man of God. God, for the things that you have allowed him to speak into the lives of those, Father, that was under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, we thank you for this vessel that you were using in this hour. God, for you to pour into the places that you are pouring through this man of God. God, for the word that had proceeded out of his mouth. God, we thank you for it being not just any word, but a life-changing word. God, that caused the people to see who they are, see where they are, and know that no matter what may be going on around them, that your hand of mercy and grace is on them. You are a constant God, and you meet them in every broken place. Father, we thank you for strength, life, and health to the man of God. God, we thank you for restoring and pouring back into him the virtue that he has shared and poured out. God, he spoke the words that whatever his hand shall do shall prosper. Lord, we speak that over his life right now. God, we speak that everywhere that the man's been of God's feet tread, everything that his hands touch, Father, everything that he grasps hold to, God, mentally, physically, and emotionally, God shall prosper in his favor. God, let every devil in hell know that there is no weapon formed against him that shall prosper. Every time they come up against him, they shall stumble and fall. Even when the enemy comes to eat of his flesh, they shall utterly fall and shall not prosper in their conquest, Father God, over his life. God, we speak, God, even to the church, God. God, we speak the overflow, God, into the church. God, we understand it's a pandemic. God, we understand it's a pandemic. But God, we pray, God, even as he go viral, Lord God, as he go e-church that we're going now, God, we pray, God, that it would be the overflow, Lord God, God, into, God, where he's speaking to the homes and the lives of those who are seeking for change, God, seeking for a shift in their lives, God. We thank you, Father, for that being done, God. We stand and believe, God. We're touching and agreeing with the man of God for everything he has up before you. God, you say, well, two or three are gathered together in your name, that you are in the midst, God, and we are here. God, touching and agreeing with the man of God and saying, bring that thing forth, God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we know that all things are working together for his good. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, man. God bless you, man. We love you, man.
Love you much. Yes, sir.
And, you know, we'll call away, man, and we'll do what we have to do, man. You know, we'll do what we got to do. You'll do what we have to do. Before we go to a quick commercial break, Bishop, hold on for a second.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
You got it.
Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do.
You'll say,
'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. We hope you guys tuned in. Bishop Williams was straight and to the point this morning. Remember, if you want to sow a seed, it's $WGC2020. We will definitely pray over it. If you have something extra, if you need prayer, let us know. The email is worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. We will definitely go into prayer for you, add you onto the list. If you need to talk to us, email me your number, and we will definitely call you. Or you can go on Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook.
Amen, 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 amen. As the Baptist Church say, please govern yourself according to the announcements that have been made.
it's too early for you to be cutting up, sir.
It's just the gossip. It's just you know, as my Baptist Costal came out. But anyway, listen, if you guys missed Bishop Williams this morning, my good God from Zion. And see, the thing about it is that the word that he preached, it just fell in line with my soapbox moment. And me and him hadn't even talked about it. But that just goes to show you that we were in the same vein as far as the mentality of what needs to be done. We cannot – let me tell you what we can't afford to do. We can't afford to play in this hour that we're in right now. We can't afford to play church. We definitely can't afford to play God. We can't afford to play jury. Because let me explain to you. Number one, let's start from the beginning. Playing church, that ain't gonna get you in a place to where, watch this here, you gonna wish you didn't. That's all I'm gonna tell you. That's as far as I can go without getting too deep down up in it. Listen, if you play in church, my suggestion to you tonight, in this night season that we're in right now, because I truly believe that this is a night season that God is operating in to get the body of Christ into the place to where we need to be. And we'll talk about that another time in another place. But the next thing is, we can't afford to play God, because watch this: God don't need no help. Let me help you real quick. Let me give you. God been God for a long time. And God been doing his God business for a good long time. And everything that he does in perfect and in order. And see, you can't. And the thing about it is that when you're dealing with God, let me explain something to you. God is so bad that he said, "Is there anything too hard for God?" And God answered his own question that he said that he asked of himself: "Is there anything too hard for God?" Then he turned around and told him, he said, "No." He said, "Ain't nothing too hard for me." So anytime you got somebody that can answer their own question about their own self, man, let me explain something to you. You don't want to try to be that person, because, number one, that person already got that all together. If you bold enough to make a statement like that about yourself, please believe and understand that the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as they say back in the biblical days, the God of my grandmother and my grandfather, the God of my great-great uncles and great aunties that preached and missionary throughout all of this region of this world. Listen to me, y'all better understand that you don't have the ability to be God. Don't try to be something that you're not. Stick in your lane, boo-boo. Stick in your lane. Number three, and most importantly, don't try to judge nobody. Don't do it to yourself. Because let me tell you something. The Bible says, "Judge ye not, lest ye be judged." We're in a season right now, ladies and gentlemen, to where we need to focus on us and the holes that's in us and the stuff that's in us, so we can be right in the eyes of the Lord. One scripture says it like this, and it says, he says that, "How can you judge the speck that's in your brother's eye, and you got a plank sticking out of yours. One translation said board. One translation says plank. But the translation I like, it says you have a pillar sticking out your eye. You got a whole pillar sticking out your eye. So my question to you is this, and I'm just going to be honest and real with you. Why is it that you're trying to judge a place? Why is it you're trying to judge a place that you don't have the ability to judge in? Because God is working some things out. He's already set some things in order. He's already set some things into place. And the only thing that you have to do, listen to me, people of God, listen to me real close. Listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth. Only thing you have to do is stay in the place with God. Watch, and let God reveal unto you the things that he needs to reveal unto you. Because every place that we are in this life and in this time and in this season right now, every place we are, we need to allow God to guide us, be the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, and let him guide us. Because anytime we get into this thing and we do it ourselves, let me tell you something, we are professional mess-ups. Come on, just raise your hand in the building. Just raise your hand in the room. We on radio. I want you, can't nobody see you but you. Listen, raise your hand up, and if you done messed some stuff up, if you done made enough mistakes all by yourself, I got my hand up. I'm going to go and tell on myself. I done messed up enough on my own. I done told some stuff up. Listen to me close. Listen to me real close. Listen to me real close. I done messed up some stuff. I done made a mockery of some things that God has put before me. Not in the intention of, watch this here, people of God, not in the intention of doing it on purpose. It wasn't even on purpose. It was just me trying to be, watch this here, listen to the words coming out of my mouth. It's me trying to be the one to sit up there and tell God, okay, God, this is what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with this, and I need you to come in, and I need you to work like you need to work, and on my behalf, and turn this thing around for me. Go on, work it out for you, boy. Work it out for you, boy. But what I found out, people of God, is this. This is what I found out. Let me help you real quick. Let me help you to your happy place and bless you and push. Let me help you to your happy place, push you to your destiny, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny real quick. The ways of life that we experience right now, the things that we're in life right now, the places in life that we are right now, we need a guide because, see, this is something we ain't never seen before. You ain't never seen no world panic like this before. We ain't never seen a world. This lets me know that, number one, that the only person that's in control is God. Number two, we just along for the ride. And number three, prayer is always necessity. If you ain't talking to God, if you ain't come here, let's talk. Let's talk like grown folk. Let's talk like a couple of grown people. Have a seat. Pull your chair up. Get you a cup of coffee or your cup of tea or get you a glass of water or a glass of lemonade or get you a Coke or whatever you got to get you. But have a seat and let's talk. You got to understand that prayer right now is a necessity. You need to get a prayer life. You need to talk to the Lord every chance you get and talk to him sincerely. See, this is the thing that people don't realize. You don't have to go to God with this grand conversation that you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I do it because that's what's inside of me. Listen, let me help you real quick. I've been preaching and praying for a long time, and I have this rapport with God when I'm in front of people. But can I tell you something about my private prayers? My private prayers sometimes don't even sound like that. Sometimes my private prayers ain't nothing but a face full of tears. Sometimes my private, come here, let's talk about my private life. Let me talk about my private prayer life. Sometimes my private prayer life ain't not even words. Sometimes it's just, I'm telling you, sometimes my prayer life don't even my prayer life. Let me show you something. Sometimes my prayer life in my private prayer life, I'm just on the float because I don't know what to say, and I'm just laying
under my pressure, just letting God move. Because listen, there are times in my life to where I understand that the physicality of who I am does not make it. It can't make it. But then again, you have to understand too, when you pull on God, God will come to your aid. He'll come to you when you pull on it. And see, this is another thing. Get your word. Get your Bible, get your biblical and put your biblical and start reading this thing on a day-to-day basis. Read your Bible, babies. Psalms, Proverbs, Romans, get inside these words, Ecclesiastes, one scripture a day, Ephesians. I'm just throwing some out there for you because I know sometimes that it's a necessity for help because, watch this, this is a call for help that we're in right now. We don't understand and don't know the totality of what's going on, but we also know that we have a God that we serve that is greater than any situation or circumstance that we come up against. We know all things are working together for our good, but we have to be in that position and in that place to where we not only hear God, not only do we hear God, people of God, listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, not only do we hear God, not only do we trust God, not only do we lean on God, but we have to learn how to see God for who God is. And the struggle is great. Yes, it is. I will be the first one to tell you the struggle is great. But I know that there's a God that's greater than my struggle. I know there's a God that's greater than my struggle, so I don't have no fear in this. Line your life up with the will and the way of God, and let God talk you through, bless you through, stand with you through it all, and He'll do just what He says He'll do. He will move mightily by His power and by His strength. Just trust Him and let Him be God. Amen. Amen and amen. Listen, we're going to go ahead on and go into the Overcomer's Scripture, into the Overcomer's Prayer, and then we'll go into our prayer for the prayer list. So let us go ahead and get started. Go ahead and share the Scripture with you, and then we'll go from there.
Amen, amen. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen. I'm not going to go into a no long, drawn-out thing because I know that those of you guys that is under the sound of my voice, you know where you are. You know where you are. You know what you're dealing with. You know the battle that you have is real. You know that the fight is real. Y'all know that all the things that's coming against your life right now, the enemy is really just playing the fool right now. On not just one or two hands, but on every hand. He's literally playing the fool. Yeah. Yeah, he's playing the fool. He's playing the fool. And his desire right now is to keep you captivated. If he keep you captivated, if he keep you struggling, if he can keep you struggling in that place, guess what he'll do? You will miss what he's doing. But watch this.
God is able to move all that stuff that you got going on in your life. But the mindset we have to take is you got to trust Him now more than two. So here's your opportunity. I'm going to extend this to you. Let Him walk with you today. Let him talk to you. Because he has a reason and a purpose behind every single. So I'm going to extend to you this opportunity.
Father, I come before you in prayer. Father, we submit to them tonight, God, today, this prayer. Now pray this prayer with me. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit myself to you. I submit my ways to you. Father, I asked you today that you would move on my behalf. I confess with my mouth and I receive into my heart that you are Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, those of y'all who prayed that prayer with me, I want you to just rejoice right there where you are, because we're rejoicing right here with you. We're rejoicing right here with you because you have given your life to Christ. You have turned over and gave your life to Christ. And we say, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are so, so, so excited that you have given your life, that you have given your life. We're going to also go into prayer for those who are have a request their prayer through the prayer request. But before we go any further, let us submit to you these important keys, that will that we could use, that you could use as you go along your way.
Amen. The first key is to get you a Bible. Excuse me. The second one is find your church home. The third one is make sure the man or woman of God that you're upon is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. This is very critical since you have become an overcomer, because the enemy is going to come at you full force. So you have to be prepared as much as possible. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. This is very important since you have said yes to Christ and given your life to Jesus. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, because remember, nowhere in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, it states it's going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. So stand firm, stand position, and trust God. Always, not somewhat, sometimes.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer. We're going to pray for those who have submitted their prayer request through the either the Where Why Gospel Connection at Facebook.com. I'm sorry, at on Facebook, or either you have done it through Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com, or maybe you submitted your prayer request through the media sites of the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Either one of those spots, we did receive your request. Now remember, those of you all who are submitting your requests, please, if you have family members that have requests, take their request and put their request in there as well. They may not be able to get to the broadcast. They may not, but if they share their requests with you, please feel free to put those in their prayer requests as well, so we can continue to pray for them and pray over them and continue to pray for whatever issues it is that they may be dealing with. Amen. So let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Father, to come before you, God, to submit ourselves to the great God, the I am God, the one and only God. Father, we thank you for just being a guide, a mind regulator, a heart fixer, God, for meeting us on every broken side. Father, we thank you for stepping in, God, and doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big all by yourself. Father, we do not struggle with the places that we are. We do not struggle with what we have going on. We don't struggle with any of those things, God, because we know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. No matter what our issues or circumstances may be, Father God, we understand, God, that it is the goodness of the Lord. And you are God, and you are a guide, and you are a mind regulator, a heart fixer, God. You will meet us on every hand. There's no place, God, that you will not come in, God, and do what you do, and that is be God. Father, we thank you for the prayer requests that have been submitted, God. We thank you for those, God, who had prayer requests, God, and did not get an opportunity to submit them, God, but they have a request that they would like to submit, God. We take those requests, Lord God, and the ones that did not submit those requests in their hearts, God, we ask them to lift those requests up, God. God, we lift them up to heaven, God. And if we lift up their requests to heaven, God, we pray that you would move by your power and by your strength. God, touch on every hand, God. Do what you do best, and that is set free, deliver, God, and give strength in every broken place. God, restore and power and keep them, God, in your perfect peace. God, we understand, God, that things are going to come against their life, but we also realize that we serve a God that is not just able, but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think only thing we have to do is just lean and depend on you and allow you to be who you are, and that is God, and be God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for restoration, power, and strength, God, on every hand. God, we thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you for the mind-regulating power, God, to move, God, into the places, God, where we need you to move. God, we thank you for ups, downs, ins, out, and everything in between, God, because we realize, God, that you are there, God, to show yourself strong and mighty, God, in that place. And Father God, we thank you for, God, just being able to be at peace, Lord God, with situations, God, and circumstances in life. God, we ask that you would continue to give us the guidance, God, that we need to meet us, God, on every single hand, God, and know, God, we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And we thank you, God, for purpose being made manifest. Father, we thank you, Lord God, God, for every sickness and disease being healed. We thank you for every issue and circumstance being set free and delivered, God, those that are captivated, those that are imprisonment of their minds and their hearts, oh God. We thank you, God, for showing yourself revelated word, God, for every situation and circumstance that comes against the lives of those, Father God, God, who are standing in your will and in your way. Father, we pray, God, that you will be a constant guide and meet them, God, on every broken place. God, give to them to know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. Let purpose now be made manifest inside of us, Lord God, that we shall be able to stand firm and stand strong in all things. God, we cover the ones that are incarcerated. God, we pray. God, we lift them up to you tonight. God, we say, move by your power and by your strength. God, do what you said that you're going to do, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, God, for finding favor, God, in those that have been given, God, this opportunity of pardon, God, in every way. God, that the enemy wants to come in, God, and keep them captivated and keep them, God, struggling in that place. God, we pray, God, that you would move as speedily by your power and by your strength, God, to release, God, that place, God. We thank you for the strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to continue to keep up the good fight of faith, God. We pray for those, oh God, that are there, God, that have the mindset that know, God, that there are some issues and some isms and some schisms, God, with their incarceration, and that they're going to find favor, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, that you would do what you do best, and that is be God and be good. Be good and faithful to them right now, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for all things working together for their good, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for strength, power, grace, and mercy, God. We pray, God, for the mindsets of those, Lord God, God, that are connected to him, even in family, even in friends, God, that's connected, God, to these people of God that are incarcerated, that are that are standing in the place where they want to give, where the release is going to be happening, God. We pray for their family. We pray for their strength. We lift them up to you, God, and we say, move by your power and by your strength. God, we pray for Lisa, and we pray, Lord God, for little Kaylee, God. We pray that you will continue to touch her body, God, and strengthen her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we continue to cover her and keep her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her, let the people of God know, let this family know, God, that you are there to strengthen them and give them the strength. God, they are there for Lisa, God, to give her strength and help her keep going. God, we lift up every person, God, every situation and circumstance, God, and we pray, God, for those that are on the prayer list, God, the ones who did not leave names. God, we pray right now, God, that you would move by your power and by your spirit. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you in advance, God, for what you're doing and for every place that you are moving and every word, God, that you have spoke, God, to bring life and bring life more abundantly. In the mighty name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We thank you so much again for joining us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you so very much. We love you. We love you dearly. We love you dearly. For those of you all who would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, again, that Cash App is $WGC2020. That Cash App again is $WGC2020. Those of you all who would like to sow, again, we do not promote anything on the Worldwide Gospel Connection and saying that we finna send you no blessed soap on the rope. We ain't got no we ain't got no healing towels. We ain't got no healing handkerchiefs. We got some all, but it ain't for sale. We gonna give you the all is free. We gonna give you the all. We got bottles of all that we will send to you for free, or we'll drop it off to you within the United States, within Texas, Houston. The Houston is Houston metro area. We got you covered. There's a place else we'll have to mail it to you now. We'll have to mail it to you, but we got some oil. If you need oil, this is all that we have prayed over. This is all that we have consecrated now. And this is a disclaimer. This is your disclaimer, because I don't want you to say, well, Pastor Douglas sent me this oil don't work. Listen, your faith and that oil have to line up. The oil is for the anointing. It's for you to anoint yourself. There's no power in the oil, but it's power in prayer and power in belief. The anointing of the oil is to consecrate you, to put you in the consecrated mindset that say, when I lay this, put this oil on me, I'm consecrating my mind. The power is in the prayer, not in the oil. The power, I'm going to say it again, the power is in the prayer, not in the oil. So we do have some oil that we will send to you and give to you. This is not nothing that we are selling. This is not nothing that's on sale. This is not on the Worldwide Gospel page that you could just go on and click on, and our web page where you could click on and you say, we're going to buy some oil. That's not what it's about. It's about a free oil that we give away, and we do that. We are also in the place right now of getting some things together and getting some things cultivated and moving through some other things. Also, guys, Cora's Gifted Gifts. Cora Gifted Gifts is a business that is owned by my wife. Those of you all who are looking for bath bombs, this is what you would like. This is what you would do. You go to her webpage, and it's Cora Gifted Gift webpage, and you can inbox her to ask for requests for those bath bombs. Now, the pricing and everything of the bath bombs, you will, once you inbox her, she will call you and y'all can discuss the prices as far as prices is concerned. But these bath bombs are the bomb. Hear me and hear me well. These bath bombs are the bomb. I'm a shower guy. I love showers, but I had the opportunity to use one of the bath bombs, and they the business now. They the business. I love them. They the business. And so those Cora's gift the gifts. Go to go gift the gift. Go to her Facebook page. Like her Facebook page. She will and inbox her, and she will most definitely send you guys those. Get back in contact with you guys about pricing and everything as far as the core gift the gifts bath bombs. Also, we want to just tell you guys thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. We also want to make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for Like Never Before Ministries with Overseer Felicia Nash. She will be on tomorrow and Wednesday. And that's Like Never Before Ministries with Overseer Felicia Nash. She will be on. Remember, guys, to call in and to be a part of that broadcast. We thank you guys so much for listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. We love you. We love you with everything that's in us. And again, guys, if you need prayer, you could go to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. You could go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can also go to the blogtalkradio.com/ Worldwide Gospel Connection. The comment section there, you can leave your request there. Any of those spots, we will be glad to get with you and to pray for you and pray your strength and cover you in the mighty name of Jesus. If there is nothing else, God bless you. We love you. Thank you guys so very much for listening in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It has been yes, Thursday is Women's Day Thursday, and Friday is Freestyle Friday. Also, we are getting ready to launch the Abba House International. Our church, Abba House International. We're getting ready to launch Abba House International, which is our church. So we're going to do virtual church, of course, but we're also going to interacted with the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook, Worldwide Gospel Connection radio broadcast. So we're going to have that connected together, and we're going to set those dates and times up and all that. So we will keep you guys posted to get you guys to tune in and to listen in and to again to share with you guys and to get everything together, because we really want you guys to be a part of this. We want you to be interacting with this, because we truly believe that the power of God will move by His power and His strength, and He will do some great things. Amen. So we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless you. Have a fantastic day.